Hello, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here, and it is Thursday, January 24th, 2019, and I'm doing my audio weekly roundup a day early because I'm going to be traveling tomorrow through Monday. So this week on my trade picture books, let's see, that is picture books not written on assignment, but you know, written for publishers who sell to bookstores and libraries. The manuscript I'm working on that I'm calling Color, it's a nonfiction manuscript, and I played with several approaches this week, and I have not found the right approach. So, much work to be done there. For my 2019 books, my spring books, Equations, which is actually Snowman minus Cold equals Puddle, but I've been calling it Equations forever, that releases in just a little over a week on February 5th. And I was actually supposed to do a podcast interview today, and the publicist at Charles Bridge, the lovely Mel Schuett, is sick, so she had to cancel and we've rescheduled. And I'm a little nervous about the podcast. I've only done one before. And so in that way, it was a relief that it was rescheduled. But now it's nerve-wracking because I have another week to, you know, kind of have low-grade anxiety about it. But the positive effect is that in thinking about the podcast, you know, it really has forced me to think about what is my book really, really, really about. You know, it's about spring, it's about equations, but really, at its core, what am I hoping readers take away from that? And I'm discussing that a little more in an upcoming Hustle with Heart blog post for my Patreon subscribers. So a little more thoughts on that upcoming. For Winter, which is my picture book that is coming out later this year, so I have three coming out in the spring and one coming out this fall. And the one this fall is about animals preparing for winter. And although the text itself has long been, you know, set, there's still stuff to do. Things like, things like the dedication and the author bio, and my editor sent me flap copy. That's the copy that is on the, you know, inside of the flap jacket or jacket flap. And so she sent it to me and asked, you know, for my feedback on it. So there's all sorts of little pieces of text that as a writer you either write or contribute to or at least offer feedback on. Most of my writing time this week, however, was spent on a single project, Word. And Word is a poetry collection picture book. I wrote it several years ago. It sold in 2016. I did a revision in 2016. And now in 2019, I'm doing a second revision. And so this week, and maybe I started it last week, you know, kind of dove into the revision process based on the letter from my editor and her notes on the various poems. And the main goals were to make it less didactic and more appealing directly to kid readers. So it is kind of explaining different things on the topic, and she wanted a little less explanation, although it still had to be clear and more fun. So I've been working on that all week, and it's been really fun, but also a little scary because sometimes, you know, an editor will say, oh, I wish you could do this. Can you figure out a way to make this happen? And as I work on making that happen, it affects so many other things and it turns into a whole new poem or a whole new section of a picture book. So many of the poems are quite different, and we'll see whether they are what she was hoping for or not. I also revised the back matter to tighten it up, And I'm going to let everything sit for a few days while I'm out of town and look it over next week before I send it, you know, back to her. Let's see. In life stuff, I am, as I said, traveling tomorrow. I'm flying down to Florida to visit my dad and my sisters, and I won't be back until Monday, so I'm going to miss a couple of work days. I'm printing out a couple manuscripts to take with me to look at on the plane and such, but mostly I will be going, you know, 90 miles an hour with family stuff once I'm down there. With assessment work, I actually did not accept an assignment for a new assessment project. And this is another thing that I'm doing a Hustle with Heart blog post about for my Patreon subscribers. I don't often turn down freelance work assignments that are for a definite pay, because as a freelance writer who needs to make a certain income, you know, I never know when that next offer of an assignment will come. So my first impulse, if it's something that I feel like I can do and I can do it in a reasonably timely manner, you know, my impulse is always to say yes. But I wrote 14 assessment passages on very fast turnaround times over a couple of periods in December and in January. And I'm feeling really kind of burned out. And more importantly, I have this revision that I've been working on waiting for me, as well as two other manuscripts that are not yet acquired by editors, but they are topics that editors have specifically asked me to write about. And so I want to work on those. So yeah, that was unusual for me to turn that down. And lastly, in career stuff, I'm working on my taxes. It's that time of year. And I'm realizing, as I have finally kind of gathered all my income sources, you know, sometimes I get paid through PayPal, my Teachable classes, they deposit the money directly to my bank account, and different things like that. So I finally got everything gathered up and have found that my income for 2018, well, it's down $10,000 from the income the year before. So that's super disappointing, because I'm doing more of the writing I want, more trade book writing on topics I love and am passionate about, and less work for hire writing. But, you know, the trade-off is you just don't know what your income will be. It depends how well things sell. Also, I've sold quite a few books over the past few years that haven't come out yet, so they can't earn royalties until they're released. So that was just kind of disappointing to see. I had a pretty good idea that my income was going to be down, but I didn't know it was going to be down a whole $10,000. So I'll be continuing to work on taxes, and hopefully in the next month or so, I will do my annual income breakdown that I share online, and I will let you know when I do that. So I hope you guys all have a fantastic weekend and get some good writing done, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.